Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s, and you're listening to Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, the best freeform radio around.
Having a drink, enjoy my day. She was sitting all alone. She seemed upset, talking on the phone. She said, tell, tell, tell. She really wanted to know a simple answer, so I turned to go. She said, tell, 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 if it's a wild man. Tell, 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 if it's a mean man. Tell, 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 if it's a love man.
Their latest LP, New Roaring Twenties. That's the 4019s with their song Tell Me, that you can get off of Big Stir Records. So make sure that you check out the 4019s on Big Stir Records, because there's a few albums that you can get of theirs. But we started things off there with some UK subs with their live version of Warhead, which comes off of a live LP called In Action 10th Anniversary from 1986. Which I guess highlights their 10th anniversary, because they formed in 1976. Who knew? That was the first UK song I ever heard, and I liked it. And there's a few songs I like of theirs, and I actually heard them over the weekend, and I figured I'd play one of their songs. The Monkees, For Pete's Sake, from their 1967 LP, Headquarters, where they pretty much played all the instruments, or most of the instruments. They still had some help in some of the songs, including For Pete's Sake, where Chip Douglas played bass. For Pete's Sake actually ended up being the closing song on their second season of The Monkees. Wiggly World by Devo from 1977 off of their LP Duty Now for the Future. What I didn't know is the main riff after their intro is taken from the bridge of Blondie's song Rifle Range. So make sure you check that out. And the Vogues, 1965, with 5 O'Clock World, made it to number 4, Bobby Orr, on the top Billboard charts back in 1965. Hopefully you are enjoying this week's show. I'm having a lot of fun doing this, and when I'm starting to hear stat, hello, what?
Hi, everybody. I'm Palmyra Delran, and you can usually hang out with me at my Trash Pop Shindig. That's in Little Steven's underground garage. But right now, I'm about to hijack Chris's show on WMFO. Strike the box. Go, baby, go.
And I do believe. kick in the eye.
Myra Del Ran hanging out with my pal Chris on WMFO. Let me tell you what I spun. That's The Effects. She's Got the Time. Very young British beat group. Only released one single in the fall of 67 on King Records. And then poof, obscurity. But get this, the band reformed for their first show in 41 years. It was just a one-off gig at the 100 Club, but they also recorded a new EP. I played Shirley Ellis before that, Soul Time. Yeah, this one written by Shirley and released as a 7-inch single on Soul Town Records in 66. And dig this, Shirley was only 13 years old when she began writing songs and getting covers. She won the Amateur Night at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, and she had a bunch of her own hits too, The Nitty Gritty, The Name Game, The Clapping Song, which sort of got her unjustly pigeonholed as a novelty act. But man, Shirley Ellis, fantastic. Before that, the Shanghai Lows, Skipping Records. Yeah, I'm going to call them a supergroup from Boston. You all know these guys. Jen D'Angora, Dan Kopko, Chuck Ferreira, and Lee Harrington. Skipping Records is from their latest EP, Kick It Like a Wicked Bad Habit. That's out now on Rumbar Records. Also came out as a single, coupled with the new Genya Raven song, I Who Have Nothing. And I definitely want to hear more from the Shanghai Lows. Hey, maybe even do a gig together. Who knows? I played the Paley Brothers, Magic Power, from their self-titled debut, released in 1978. Brothers Andy and Jonathan formed the band in 1976 and were part of the punk rock power pop scene in Boston. They started playing CBGBs pretty regularly, toured with Patti Smith and Sean Cassidy, and became good pals with the Ramones. And get this, they went to LA to record a song produced by Phil Spector, backed by the Wrecking Crew, which ended up being the very last session ever done at Gold Star Studio before a fire destroyed the building. I began that set with The Muffs, From Your Girl. This is from their classic self-titled debut, released on Warner Brothers Records in 1993. The band was formed by Kim Shattuck and Melanie Vammen after they split from the Pandoras. And man, dig this rhythm section. Ronnie Barnett on bass and Chris Crass on drums, later replaced by the great Roy McDonald, who was also in Red Cross. All right, let's get back to the music.
Coffee, cream, and bacon. Have you got the nerve to stand there and expect me to believe that you don't want to marry my son for his money?
It's true.
Then what do you want to marry him for?
I want to marry him for your money.
Thank you.
Normally, I don't have an artist start and finish a set, but this week, as a big thank you to our guest DJ, Palmyra Delran, I thought it was appropriate. A big thank you to her. We'd been working for some time, trading emails back and forth, trying to set it up. Both been pretty busy, but finally this week we're able to do it. So we finished the setup with some Palmyra Delran and Bubblegum, with Run Now Baby from 2014. And we started the set off with Palmyra Delran and Bubblegum featuring Kim Shattuck with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. So I thought it was appropriate. We had Ask the Angels with the Patti Smith Group from 1977. Comes off of their LP Radio Utopia. Is that how you say that? Gotta get my glasses fixed here. Again, released in 1977. The Exciters with Doo Wah Diddy, a song that they released back in 1963, written by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, made famous by Manfred Mann, who released it in 1964. And I believe that Manfred Mann's version went to number 15 in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Justine and the Unclean with Picking a Fight from 2020, Rumbar Records. I think that's only a single. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Justine can correct me on it, but comes off a compilation from Rumbar Records. I'm Chris at Strike the Box here at WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And again, a big thank you to our guest DJ this week, Palmyra Delran, which you can find on Sirius XM Radio, Channel 21, The Underground Garage, probably the best channel on it, and also on Wicked Cool Records.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
There's part of plants.
Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Off the porch?
Cigarettes tossed into mulch and grass have started many fires.
Bucket of sand?
Perfect. Remember, put it out all the way, every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. And though you know mama, I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind, 'cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind.
Is a P.I.G. pig.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. Generation, baby, why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all
say.
I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation.
This is my generation, baby.
cars we could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't doing it awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Thank you.
that means. That music means I gotta collect my stuff and get on out of here. Because my time is up, and it's been up for a while now. It's late Wednesday, and I gotta get this show finished before I miss a deadline, and we're all in trouble. But we just finished up there with some Linnea's Garden with Friday Night, and you can get that off of her EP Nowhere Friday Nights that you can find on Red Records. And you can see Linnea's Garden this Friday. Yeah, Friday night at the Jungle in Somerville. She will be there along with Home Despot. So make sure that if you want to, you can check out the Jungle at Somerville Friday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Go somewhere Friday night where you can see Linnea's Garden and Home Despot. And I do believe it is her first night playing live since we've all come back. So make sure you please check that out. And check out Linnea's Garden on Red Records, because she's got some good music there. And a big shout out to Justine, who sent that single along for me. Started that set out with the, hopefully I pronounce this correctly, Rick Caracciolo. I hope I pronounced it right. Ex-guitar player from The Liars, with Everybody's Looking at You, song he did in the mid-80s when he was with The Shambles. You can find that on his anthology CD. And I'm not exactly sure what record label that is, but you can find it. Trust me. And a big shout out to Bill Kelly, who passed that CD on to me. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap with Young Girl, released back in 1968. That's all I'm going to say about that. The Who with My Generation from 1965 off of their My Generation LP. And that's about it for me, folks. I got to get on out of here. Hopefully you have enjoyed this week's show. And a big shout out to Palmyra Delran for being our guest DJ this week. Next week, it will be the 20th anniversary of Strike the Box. And so, yes, there will be a two-hour show next week. We'll see what I can do. But my time's running out. And Friday nights usually turn into the next night is Saturday night. So let's go with something from about Saturday night. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Be safe. And we'll be back here next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
To the rock and roll on Saturday. bum 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 da 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 da. Oh, you can kiss me on a Monday, a Monday, a Monday is very, very good. Or you can kiss me on a Tuesday, a Tuesday, a Tuesday, in fact, I wish you would. Or you can kiss me on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, and Saturday is best. But never, never on a Sunday, a Sunday, a Sunday, 'cause that's my day of rest. Most any day you can be my guest, any day you say, but my day of rest. Just name the day that you like the best. Only stay away on my day of rest. Oh, you can kiss me on a cool day, a hot day, a wet day, whichever one you choose. Or try to kiss me on a gray day, if you make it on a